Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Israel,
let's get it. Nigga, we hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly. You think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Say the Most High.
Then another cloud, then another cloud. So when you're looking at it from us, from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her desolate. So it's going to start over the Middle East and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens. But we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Only temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord said the nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should live, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother and co-host, Dwayne. Shalom, brother. You there?
Yep, shalom. All right.
As usual, we definitely want to start the show off by saying, Ahayah Bahashem Yeshaya, Barakatham. That's bless you all in the name of the Most High and Christ, by way of the Holy Spirit, Wawawak. Tonight we have a very important message we're bringing forth, as it is titled, Emergency, Emergency, as in the days of Noah. We're going to be going into some shocking new info that reveals why Christ must come back. You know, there should no flesh be saved if he doesn't return, which we know the scriptures tell you he is, you know, coming back. So, anything you want to say, Brother Dwayne, before we get this thing rolling?
I like to say shalom to you, brother. How you doing tonight?
Man, I'm definitely, you know, trying to take it all in, brother. Trying to take it all in. There's a lot of interesting news in the world today that, of course, we're going to uncover. And, of course, keep my head up to the skies, man, knowing that the Most High, you know, is guiding the ship, man, that we abide on. So, you know, all praise to the Father, brother. I'm good.
All praise to the Most High. Like the brother say, I'll piggyback on what the brother was saying. There's a lot of interesting things tonight. We're going to go through a lot of articles. We're going to make this a very heavily detailed show tonight with info, you know, for the brothers and sisters. We all know about the executive order that Obama has passed, but it's flying under the radar. A lot of people don't know it. Seems like only people in the Israelite community know it. They're studying and, you know, who mind not on the traps and, you know, the tricks of the world. I salute Israel for doing their homework, for, you know, standing attentive to the real news and not the biased news. So that means you understanding the time frame we in. So with that being said, Brother John, do your thing.
Hello, sorry about that. Sorry about that, brothers and sisters out there. Technical difficulty, I'm back. You there, Brother Dwayne?
Yeah, do your thing.
All right, I don't even know where you at because I had got bumped out right when you began talking, man. I had to jump back in, so.
Well, go ahead. Let's make the show official. Do your seven overcomes and play. Matthew chapter 24, and then I'll do my seven overcomes, then we'll be officially, and then I'll read
mission statement. I got that.
Mission statement will be officially in the show.
Okay, okay, brothers and sisters. One second, please. One second. All right, it's official. You tuned in to the Lion's Den, Brother Yehonathan, Brother Dwayne. Got a great show for you tonight. As usual, we're going to start off with the seven overcomes, showing that if we endure to the end, we will endure and overcome, and these things that are written of in Revelations from the Messiah shall be given to us if we deem righteous in the eyes of the Father. So I'm going to just jump right into it. We're in Revelations chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelations chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Revelations chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. So those are my seven overcomes. Get into a track and then have the brother Dwayne follow up with his seven.
Matthew chapter 24. 12th chapter of Daniel, started verse 4. In the last days, knowledge increased, many running to and fro. Even Genesis chapter 49 tells us about the 12 tribes in the last days and their location. They won't be hard to find. Revelation chapter 13 is about the mark of the beast of Roman Empire. The mark is RFID, but you got it all figured out. Talking like Teddy Ruxpin, you think you know it all, so I'm not telling you nothing.
They say they know, but really don't know. Now stop telling me your philosophy, Colossians 2 and 8. Yep, no traditions, that includes Christmas. If you know, then why you debating? If you know you're not dealing with Satan. They say they know, but really don't know nothing. Yep, I say it again, the prophet died to the wind. My cry to see Jerusalem again. If you knew, then why you didn't do it back then?
Then we in the last days, and they headed for destruction. They think they know it all, so I'm not telling them nothing. They know. That we in the last days, and they headed for destruction. They think they know it all, so I'm not telling them nothing. They know.
That we in the last days, and he shot Messiah's on his way. Not even the angels know the time or the day. We in the last days. He come to free the slaves. Our bones about the grave. Salvation's in his name.
In case you didn't know, Matthew chapter 24, Christ said there'll be earthquakes and famines everywhere you go. And even though there'll be wars and rumors of wars and race against race getting consumed by the sword, prepare for the Lord. Right after the tribulation, the moon will be darkened and the sun won't be blazing. Patiently waiting, no more arguing or debating. The shy to crack the atmosphere and the heavens will be shaking. The Son of Man cometh like a thief in the night. The only way to play it safe, I'm just keeping it Christ. But you got it all figured out. Won't listen to your husband. You think you know it all, so I'm not telling you nothing.
And we in the last days, and they headed for destruction. They think they know it all, so I'm not telling them nothing. They know, they know, they know, yeah. They know, they know, they know. That we in the last days, and they headed for destruction. They think they know it all, so I'm not telling them nothing. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, they know, they know. So we are living in times where people live in corruption, even when they've been warned of a future destruction. But yet and still, they feel it's mine or nothing. Gotta take these 15 minutes to shine or something. It's the American dream to get in and get out. Here's the cream on the top. So gotta bury some G's. Pac still got them saying, does they have him for G's? Still wanna ask this woman, will she marry me, please? Gotta pour out some liquor and give a toast to my bruise. Still gotta put in work, but people don't know that the Jews, they say they know it. Should I take a look at the news? They say they Gentiles, while sending the prayers for Jews. They say I always worship Jesus, and if they was alive, they still wouldn't believe it. I say masters were Christians, they beat us into submission. They put a yoke around our neck, but our captivity is empty. In Psalms 83, this is submission. They headed for destruction. They think they know it all, so I'm not telling them nothing. They know, they know, they know, yeah. They know, they know, they know. That we in the last days, and they headed for destruction. They think they know it all, so I'm not telling them nothing. They know, they know, they know, yeah. They know, they know, they know.
Matthew chapter 24, 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 Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24.
Tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ. This is Brother Yohanathan alongside with Brother Dwayne, getting into the lesson for tonight, information rather we're going to bring forth, as in the days of Noah, emergency. All right, brother, want to get into your seven overcomes?
Okay, like I said, every week, before I do my seven overcomes, when we come in this truth, when we come in this understanding, waking up who we are, we're going to have a lot of different trials and tribulations and temptations come our way, whether it be from family members, friends, or straight out enemies. We have to overcome these things. Revelation 2, verse 7, He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of the Most High Power. Revelations 2, verse 11. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation 2, verse 17. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome, will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and I will give him a white stone, and in a stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saying he that receiveth it. Revelation 2, verse 26. And he that overcome and keepeth my words unto the end, to him will I give power over the nation. Revelation 3, verse 5. He that overcome, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Revelation 3, verse 12. Him that overcome will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is in New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. Revelation 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Let me read that again. To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. That's my seven overcomes. We read these overcomes every beginning of every show because we came in this truth. We were sidelined. We understand that it's things that can come before us. We have to stand. We have to overcome. Okay. We're going to read to you our mission statement. Warriors in Christ is about 100% truth. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect to persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on build together, you're not in Christ. Shalom, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yeshaya, Wagwa Wag. The reason we say we have no respect to persons, period, we're not saying that we're above anybody. We're not saying we don't listen to nobody. We're saying if you not standing on truth, the truth of the scriptures, we're not paying you no attention. The scripture stands. So if anybody feel by us saying we have no respect to persons, and you not following the scriptures of 100%, yes, that means we're not paying attention to your thoughts. Anybody who's following these scriptures 100% in spirit and truth, the truth of the scriptures, we respect to the fullest. Because it's all about the work that the Father put the people on the earth to do. As brothers and sisters who are 100% searching for truth and moving in the spirit of truth. And we are the brothers who want to link up with those brothers, like-minded people. Go ahead, John.
All right. Piggybacking on what the brother said, absolutely no respect to persons. Just following the Most High in Christ, in spirit and in truth. And that's pretty much our mission for the Most High, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yeshaya. So with that being said, we have a lot of information we're going to be bringing forth today, a lot of different articles and just information that, we came across that's going to definitely awaken some people and, alarm many. So that's pretty much what it is, emergency, emergency, as in the days of Noah. Let's see. Let's play a tune before we get into it, brother. Dwayne. Hello? That's Dwayne.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, I was saying, you want to play a track before we get into it, or?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Trying to make it to the top, trying to be like Big Meech, trying to dig your next rock. Yeah, it's all fun and games until you run into the cops. I see you trying to be the thug, but this jealous where you right. You spend a whole lifetime, trying to be like what you not. You trying to give your soul to Lucifer, and this is why you hot. Listen, come back to the Most High. Any given hour, breathe the life of a God. When he gives you all this power, I used to be where you was. Knew the truth and always ran. I had my one foot out while my other foot was in. I spent days at a time just to read it all again. I hit the blunt of the purple cushion, bounce to Satan's crib. I ain't trying to go to hell, go to hell with all the damn. I'm just trying to be with Christ, follow laws when I can.
When I can,
I ain't gonna be less. I just wanna be blessed. Heard the call, I select. Salute.
Only darkness every day. Cause ain't no sunshine in Babylon, and it's always dark too long. Anytime we go astray, anytime we go astray.
I'ma spit it slow in case you Jews don't know. In Babylon, 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 Babylon. Fluoride and GMO, now the kids can't grow. It's time to go. Revelation chapter 18, fold. Breathing in chemtrails every time we inhale. Judah want a record deal, our women waiting to exhale.
Exhale.
Judah, please, I'd rather be overseas. Not in Babylon, but somewhere in the Middle East. Slavery never ended. Since the beginning, Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the heathen. I fear the Most High. Tell me, who do you believe in? 1 John 5:3, his laws is not grievous. The devil is deceiving. What is lying wonders? Watching too much TV, especially got you wonder. Judah, please, I'd rather be overseas. Not in Babylon, but somewhere in the Middle East.
Sunshine in Babylon, and it's always dark too long. Anytime we go astray, ain't no sunshine Babylon. Only darkness every day. Cause ain't no sunshine in Babylon, and it's always dark too long. Anytime we go astray, anytime we go astray.
Tuned in to the Lion's Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Yohanathan and Dwayne. Are we going to get into the news first, or how are we going to bring the info, brother? Want to get into the scriptures?
This show is emergency, as in the days of Noah. Like I say, we all would understand that it has been an executive order to push the people towards Obamacare. So we're going to bring out some news, give you these websites where you can go find this information and you can look at it and research it yourself. Bring out the one that's showing that what's actually inside the Obamacare, what's what's the package deal, what you have to receive when you take on this newfound health care plan that the president feels everybody should have.
Okay. I think you're going to have to give me a link.
Let them know the website and where to get the information from. The one where they talk about in Hannah, up in Hannah,
Wyoming. Okay. What I'm seeing here is it says we're on wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. Do you recall that being correct, brothers? That blogs have to be in there? You're not sure.
I can't see it. My internet ain't right. That's why I'm leaning on you.
Okay. Well, what I'm seeing is this wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. So we're just going to go with that because that's what I'm seeing here. So wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. And the article reads, RFID chip now being issued in Hannah, Wyoming, as part of new Obamacare plan. So I'm going to read a little bit into this for the brothers and sisters out there listening and those who might come across this this show. The Obamacare RFID chips are currently being given a test run on the proud and patriotic citizens of Hannah, Wyoming. Over the last 2 weeks, a special piece of legislation has been passed, making it mandatory for anyone who receives welfare or any other form of government assistance.
Stop right there. Read that again, because the state of Israel is very much surrounded around the fact that they've received some type of government assistance. So we have to understand who it is basically going to affect we'll be put in a position to feel I can't feed my kids, I'm going to lose where I stay because a lot of us on housing. You got to understand this is geared towards you. Read it.
Go from the top. Over the last 2 weeks, a special piece of legislation has been passed, making it mandatory for anyone who receives welfare or any other form of government assistance to be implanted with these new identification chips. Even select government employees and officials have been ordered to receive the new subdermal device, which is typically implanted in the fatty tissue of the individual's buttock. Police officers, military, even garbage men will all be required to have the RFID chip by the end of next month or face termination from their jobs.
They were what?
Brother, it says they will be required to have the RFID chip by the end of next month or face termination from their jobs.
So, number one, they're showing you how close we are. We right there. We right here. They just not bringing it to the public as of what? They not telling the public. Because when he first read the top of it again, it said the last 2 weeks, legislate. Read that again.
Over the last 2 weeks, a special piece of legislation has been passed, making it mandatory for anyone who receives welfare or any other form of government assistance.
So they're not telling the people who are receiving the welfare. They haven't got on TV and told you nothing. What they're going to do, they come through the back door and they tell you to receive the Obamacare because this president done got in the chair and he's an individual who's an innovator for the people. So he come up with an idea where it could help you financially through the medical services. When it's actually the mark of the beast. It's an RFID chip, radio frequency identification chip. Anywhere you go, they're right there with you. And if you don't do the things they want you to do, they can release cyanide and destroy you, kill you instantly. do your research on this chip, radio frequency identification chip, RFID. And these individuals, it's mandatory for these state and law and government officials to go ahead and have this stuff implanted in them by the end of next month. If not, they could lose their jobs. So this got to be serious if you could lose your job. This got to be serious if it's mandatory for you to get it. And if you don't get it, you could lose your welfare. You could lose your home. You could lose your assistance. Keep reading.
Okay. During the beta testing stage, during the beta testing stage of this amazing new technological development, many news outlets have remained silent, waiting to see how the trial pans out before reporting on the subject.
Read that again. The media is being silent. Read that again.
Many news outlets have remained silent, waiting to see how the trial pans out before reporting on the subject. National Report, always on the cutting edge, sent me on location to Hanna, Wyoming, to speak with some of the town's folks and gather their opinion on the experience regarding their newly acquired RFID chips. Tammy Josephine Lawrence, a single mother of three who is currently accepting housing assistance, got her chip implanted just hours before we had a chance to sit down and speak with her. She had the following to say. Well, they said I better do this or they were going to cut the welfare. End quote. I am a full-time single mother. I got three young kids that need me at all hours and ain't no man to help. I don't have no choice. End quote.
Okay.
When we ask, you want to elaborate?
Hold on. Go back where this sister said the outcome if she didn't take this chip. Read that again.
Okay, I'm going to just read it from the top. Well, they said, I better do this. This is a quote from Tammy Josephine Lawrence, who was interviewed on the chip after she had received it. End quote. Well, they said, I better do this, or they was going to cut the welfare.
So if she didn't do this, hold on 1 second. If she don't do this, they would have cut her welfare. Brothers and sisters, especially sisters. Now you understand why the Most High say, get a man and stick with a man. And Lord and hold no, please pray that this individual is in the Most High. Because when this time comes, you're going to really need a man who, in these scripts, who will try to lead the family to understand how to get through these gruesome, troubling times. It's going to be very gruesome. It's going to be very troubling. But the individuals who have the understanding know we have to go through these things to get to the other side. First of all, it's called preparing. You're supposed to have been sitting down in these groups, getting understanding in front of the brothers who are giving you the understanding that America is falling and you have to flee. You know, that's the first thing. First and foremost should have been done. Okay, that's the mindset you need to be in if you haven't fled. If you can't flee, you need to be in front of these scriptures with somebody who is like-minded so you prepare yourself for what's coming, because it's coming. Read again what this sister said.
What they said, this is a quote from Tammy Josephine Lawrence after she received the chip. What they said, I better do this or they was going to cut the welfare. I'm a full-time single mother. I got three young kids that need me at all hours and ain't no man to help. I didn't have no choice. End quote.
So, hold on 1 second. At the end of the day, she said she didn't have no choice, saying because she didn't have a man. Because she didn't have a man. Now, I need you to go to Revelations. brother, I need you to go to Revelation 13, verse 9. Because we understand this is the mark of the beast. But we have, but people don't understand the outcome if you get the mark of the beast. Let's see the outcome if you get the mark on the beast, of the beast from on high. Let's see how the Most High feel about you taking the mark because you said you didn't have no choice but to take the mark because you didn't have a man around. Let's see what the Most High think about this.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 9. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth.
No, I'm sorry. Revelation. That's Revelation 14, verse 9. I'm sorry about that. Revelation 14, verse 9. We're going to see what the Most High, how the Most High feel about an individual taking the mark.
Okay. One moment. Revelation chapter 14, verse 9. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark, in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb.
In the presence of Christ. This is what's going to happen if you take the mark of the beast. And this is what you're not understanding. If you have young children under the age of 12, the Most High got them. You're going to have to go through the tribulation, and you're going to have to endure. Those kids, 12 and under, automatically going to see the kingdom. So you got to understand about us having no understanding by going to church. We don't understand that we all, at some point in time, have to suffer. If Christ suffered, when it's time for you to suffer, you have to suffer. You have to suffer to make it to the kingdom. Follow laws, statutes, and commandments. Uphold Christ's name, uphold the Father's name unto death. If that's the necessary position you put in. If you put in the position to flee, and you put in the position to be a pilgrim, to move back and forth and get in the wilderness, and you survive through the great purging, you get to see Christ come, blessed it be. But yet and still, if you're not in that position where you can be in a safe place, you have to stand up and you have to be willing to put your life on the line for Ahayah Ba'ashim Yeshayah. You will have to do that because the true understanding is 12 and under will make it. Yet and still, think about this, women. If you say, well, I'm going to take the mark because they said I couldn't feed my kids. And that time comes, you take the mark, and the scripture is clearly saying that saints shall drink up the wine of the wrath of the Most High power, which is poured out without mixture in the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in front of Christ. In the, Revelation 14, verse 9, and the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or his hand, that same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of the Most High power. So we have to understand with the understanding, you saying you got young children, and you take them all because you worried about them not going through the trials and tribulation. In that time come, you take them all, and the trials and tribulations come, and it overtake you because it's going to overtake you because you're a cyborg. You'll be overtaken. You will not be controlling yourself. The government will be controlling you. And you overtook it, and then that time come when the children done made it to the kingdom, and you didn't because you took the mark. That come from where we've been ignorantly caught these things through going to these buildings, what they call churches. Those are buildings. That's not the churches of the Most High. That's not the assembly of the Most High. So we have to understand, we have to endure, we have to overcome. Now, with that said, go to Revelation 13, verse 16. We can give the people understanding that this RFID chip is the mark of the beast, because it's linking up, showing this woman had to take it, because she said that's the only way she would have got her assistance. So what the assistance is? Her food, her money. Read Revelation 13, verse 16.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast.
Okay.
Or the name of his name, or the number of his name.
Okay. Okay. So right here it's telling us, and he, Revelation 13, verse 16, and he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. So that's showing us that this RFID chip is the mark of the beast. And all the brothers and sisters who understand scriptures, who understand truth, we know what this is. But for the brothers and sisters who might be listening and feeling that the Obamacare is great, nothing's great when it's mandatory. Everybody has to get something. You're supposed to be in a free country. You're supposed to be in a free country, even though your people came here on slave ships. They came here in bondage. And the Most High giving you a chance to leave free. So you need to think about that. You came here in bondage, and the Most High giving you a chance to leave free. Continue with this article.
All right. Okay. When I asked, this is the reporter, asking Miss Tammy Josephine Lawrence, after she gave her reply on why she had no choice, it says, when I asked if the procedure was invasive, she informed us that it was a little like giving blood, and that she felt tired after getting the implant, which apparently is a common but benign side effect. I also spoke with Hannah, Wyoming's Mayor Ted Howell, whose full support of the RFID chip made it mandatory for the citizens of the Hismo community. Leading by example, he was the first recipient of the RFID chip. Read that one more. Don't go back on that. It says, Ted Howell, whose full support of the RFID chip, which is Hannah, Wyoming's mayor, made it mandatory for the citizens of his small community. Leading by example, he was the first recipient of the RFID chip, having it implanted publicly at a recent town hall meeting. This is change for a better, safer America, he said, while undergoing the 10-minute procedure with a scientific advancement. The terrorists do not stand a chance. USA will prevail. Oh, these are quotes from this brother Ted Howell. He says, with this scientific advancement, the terrorists do not stand a chance. USA will prevail. End quote. Wow.
He says,
wow.
I got a question. What terrorists that take a chill? So I don't understand what it means. They don't stand a chance because the terrorists are not taking a chill. The sheep going to take the chill, and the sheep going to be sideboards because they going to be controlled. The people who take the chip is not going to stand a chance. That's what the scriptures say. They not going to stand a chance. They going to be tormented day and night. So I don't see how the terrorists ain't going to stand a chance. The people who take the chip not going to stand a chance as according to the scriptures.
Okay, so, it's just a little bit more on this too.
Okay.
All right. So it says, the ordinances has had some opposition. However, as several of the local churches have spoken out against the chips with protests, these fringe apocalyptic churches believe Obama to be the Antichrist and claim the RFID chip is the mark of the beast written about in their books of Revelation or in the book of Revelation. They cite the RFID chip's supposed serial number of 13, 16, 18 as corresponding with Revelation. Wow. Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, in which we just read, and this is the number, the serial number that's on the RFID chip. It says 13, 16, 18 is the serial number that's on the chip. And in Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18, it's elaborating on what the brother just had me to read about the mark of the beast, his name, and everything, man. Come on. Sorry about that,
folks. Read, this is what I need you to do. I need you to give out this information to Word of Finance and then read the serial number in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to read 13, 16, 18,
mm-hmm.
the serial number that's on this chip. Give out the information and then let's read this serial number that's on this chip.
Okay, this website that we're getting this information from is called wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. That's wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. And I'm going to read this again. It says, these fringe apocalyptic churches believe Obama to be the Antichrist and claim the RFID chip is the mark of the beast written about in their book of Revelation. They cite the RFID chip's supposed serial number. Now, the supposed serial number that's on this chip written in this article is 13, 16, 18, as corresponding with Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. And I'm going to read that right now. This is Revelation chapter 13. Verse 16 through 18. And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Jumping right back into the article. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Reef, continue where you at. Continue.
That's almost done. It says, of course, rural superstitions ultimately have no sway when it comes to the progressive New America, and their scripture laden outcries have largely been ignored. This journal embraces the new change and even got her very own. This journalist embraces the new change and even got her very own RFID chip before heading back to the National Report's home office. The surgery was quick, simple, and more or less painless. I can barely tell I've been implanted at all. The sacrifice I've gladly made for my country's national security and hope you will too, by Jane M. Agnew. This is the sister that actually was doing the interview the whole while we was reading. She ended up getting the chip on her way leaving at the end of the day. Man.
That's sad. Read this, because we didn't read it all. Read Revelation 14 and 11 for the ones who do get the chip. What that sister name?
The sister who was doing the interview was which one? Or the sister that had the website?
The sister who did the interview and ended up getting it.
The sister that did the interview was Jane M. The journalist was Jane M. Agnew.
Okay.
Name.
We're going to read this for that journalist, Revelation 14, verse 11.
Okay. Revelation chapter 14, verse 11. And the smoke of their torment ascended up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name.
Okay. Now, read on the verse 12 for the individuals like us who understand not to take the mark of the beast. Read.
Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Yeshua Christ. Keep going.
Keep
and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Ye, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Read verse 13 again.
Revelation 14, verse 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Ye, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Okay. So what we're bringing out is not nothing what we saying or what we believe. This is what the scriptures say. This is what the King James Bible say. And everybody have a Bible. You see people all like they're in the streets road rage, jump out of their car arguing with a Bible on their dashboard. Everybody have a Bible. This is written in the Bible. It says, and this is for those who understand not to take the mark of the beast. It says, Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of the Most High Power and the faith of Yeshua Christ. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, that they shall rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. So we got to understand it's a different lane for the individuals who take that mark, and a different lane for those individuals who choose to die for the higher in the name of Yeshua. It's a different lane, brothers and sisters. The scriptures give you the understanding. It's Revelation 14:9-11. Revelation 14:9-11. Please show that to your brothers and sisters who feel taking the mark is something they have to do. They won't be able to control themselves. They'll be controlled by the beast. The beast is the government. Okay, what else information we got out there?
That's pretty much it on that article right there. See what else is going on in there.
Okay, I know what we could do.
Yes.
What we could do, we're going to go in and we're going to show the brothers and sisters standing up in the paint. Let's go to the Maccabees and... since we're showing people taking the mark of the beast and happily taking it, let's show some brothers and their mother refuse to eat pork and would take death over pork. We got to see some strong people stand up for the Most High, because they know that it's a reward to stand up for the Most High, because their works do follow them. So let's go to the Maccabees.
Amen.
Okay.
This is the second Maccabees. I'm going to read the end of chapter 6, and then I'm going to go into second Maccabees chapter 7. So I'm in second Maccabees chapter 6. I'm going to go and start at verse 28, toward the end of that chapter 6 there. It says, "And leave a notable example to such as be young, to die willingly and courageously for the honorable and holy laws." Read that again from the top. 2 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 28. "And leave a notable example to such as be young, to die willingly and courageously for the honorable and holy laws." And when he had said these words, immediately he went to the torment. And they led him, changing the goodwill they bear him a little before into hatred, because they foresaid speeches proceeding as they talked from a desperate mind. But when he was ready to die with stripes, he groaned and said, "It is manifest unto the Lord that has the holy knowledge, that whereas I might have been delivered from death, I now endure sore pains in body by being beaten, but in soul am well content to suffer these things, because I fear him. And thus this man died, leaving his death for an example of a noble courage and a memorial of virtue, not only unto young men, but unto all his nation."
To all his nation. So this is an example that this man held to follow the commandments of not eating pork, swine. This is an example, not just for his children, his seven kids, and his wife that's captured and put right there for mark and display to try to make them see him die in order not to eat the pork. He's not just leaving an example for them not to eat the pork. It's for his whole nation. And we are the children of Israel. We are the children of Jacob, who the Most High named in Genesis 35, verse 9. We are the children that came from Jacob's loins. So that's why we call the children of Israel, because the Most High named Jacob Israel, and we his children. Read.
2 Maccabees chapter 7. "It came to pass also that seven brethren with their mother were taken and compelled by the king against the law to take swine's flesh, and were tormented with scourges and whips. But one of them that spake first said thus, 'What wouldst thou ask or learn of us? We are ready to die rather than to transgress the laws of our fathers.' Then the king, being enraged, commanded pains and cauldrons to be made hot, which forthwith being heated, he commanded to cut out the tongue of him that spake first, and to cut off the uttermost parts of his body, the rest of his brethren and his mother looking on." Verse 5. "Now when he was thus named, and all his members, he commanded him, being yet alive, to be brought to the fire, to be fried in the pan. And as the vapor of the pan was for a good space dispersed, they exhorted one another with the mother to die manfully, saying thus, 'The Lord God looketh upon us, and in truth hath comfort in us, as Moses in his song which witnessed to their faces, declaring, saying, and he shall be comforted in his servants.' So when the first was dead after this manner, they brought the second to make him a mocking stock. And when they had pulled off the skin of his head with the hair, and asked him, 'Wilt thou eat before thou be punished throughout every member of thy body?' But he answered in his own language and said, 'No.' or La'ah in Hebrew. Wherefore, he also received the next torment in order as the former did. And when he was at the last gasp, he said, though like a fury taketh us out of this present life, but the king of the world, the king of the world shall raise us up, who have died for his laws unto everlasting life. After him was the third made a mocking stock, and when he was required, he put out his tongue and that right, he put out his tongue and that right son, and that right soon, putting forth his hands manfully, and said courageously, these I had from heaven. These I had from heaven, and for his laws I despised them, and from him I hope to receive them again. Insomuch that the king and they that were with him marveled at the young man's courage, for that he nothing regarded the pains. Now when this man was dead also, they tormented and mangled the fourth in like manner. So when he was ready to die, he said this, it is good being put to death by men, to look for hope from God to be raised up again by him. And as for thee, thou shalt have no resurrection but life. Afterwards I brought the fifth also and mangled him. Then looked he unto the king and said, thou hast power over men, thou art corruptible, thou doest what thou wilt. Ye think not that our nation is forsaken of God, but abide a while. And behold his great power, how he will torment thee and thy seed. After him also they brought the sixth, who being ready to die, said, be not deceived without cause, for we suffer these things for ourselves, having sinned against our God. Therefore marvelous things are done unto us. But think not thou that takest in hand to strive against God that thou shalt escape unpunished. But the mother was marvelous above all, and worthy of honorable memory. For when she saw her seven sons slain within the space of one day, she bare it with a good courage because of the hope that she had in the Lord. Ye she exhorted every one of them in her own language, filled with courageous spirits and stirring up her womanish thoughts with a manly stomach, she said unto them, I cannot tell how you come into my womb, for I neither gave you breath nor life, neither was it I that formed the members of every one of you. But doubtless, the creator of the world who formed the generations of man and found out the beginning of all things will also of his own mercy give you breath and life again. As you now regard not your own selves for his law's sake. So, okay. Now Antiochus, thinking himself despised and suspecting it to be a reproachful speech, while the youngest was yet alive, did not only exhort him by word, but also assured him with oaths that he would make him both a rich and a happy man if he would turn from the laws of his fathers, and that also he would take him from his friend and trust him with affairs. But when, turn from the laws of his father, and that also he would take him for his friend and trust him with affairs. But when the young man would in no case hearken unto him, the king called his mother and exhorted her that she would counsel the young man to save his life. And when he had exhorted her with many words, she promised him that she would counsel her son. But she bowed herself towards him, laughing the cruel tyrant to scorn, spake in her own country language on this manner. Oh, my son, have pity upon me that bear thee 9 months in my womb and gave thee suck 3 years and nourished thee and brought thee up into this age and endured the troubles of education. I beseech thee, my son, look upon the heaven and the earth and all that is therein, and consider that God made them of things that were not, and so was mankind made likewise. Fear not this torment, but being worthy of thy brethren, take thy death, and I may receive thee again in mercy with thy brethren. While she was yet speaking these words, the young man said, Whom wait for ye? Slacking. Whom wait ye for? I will not obey the king's commandment, but I will obey the commandments of the law that was given unto our fathers by Moses. And thou that hast been the author of all mischief against the Hebrews shall not escape the hands of God, for we suffer because of our sins. And though the living Lord be angry with us a little while for our chastening and correction, yet shall he be at one again with his servants. But thou, O godless man, and of all other most wicked, be not lifted up without a cause, nor puffed up with uncertain hopes, lifting up thy hand against the servants of God. For thou hast not yet escaped the judgment of Almighty God, who seeth all things. For our brethren, who now have suffered a short pain, and are dead under God's covenant for everlasting life, but though through the judgment of God shall receive just punishment for thy pride. But I, as my brethren, offer up my body and life for the laws of our fathers, beseeching God that he would steadily be merciful unto our nation, and that thou by torments and plagues mayest confess that he alone is God, and that in me and my brethren the wrath of the Almighty, which is justly brought upon all our nation, may cease. Then the king, being in the rage, handled him worse than all the rest, and took it grievously that he was mocked. For this man died undefiled, and put his whole trust in the Lord. Last of all, after the son, the mother died. Let this be enough now that I have spoken concerning the idolatrous feast and the extreme tortures. Sit on that.
Okay, what is showing that they put their whole trust in the Most High? You can't go wrong when you put your whole trust in the Most High. The scripture is letting you know that if you die in the Most High, if you die for Christ, if you die for doing a righteous act, which is following the Most High commandments, laws, and statutes, and you uphold the Most High name, and you uphold Christ as the Son, being something from the Father, to wake up the children of Israel and be that sacrifice of lamb, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. These people took death over swine. And some brothers and sisters killing swine right now. They eating swine up. They die for swine. Who gonna die for swine? That's their mind process. But these brothers and their mother and their father, they died not to transgress the commandment of the Most High and was an example for the whole nation of Israel. So you understanding that you from the nation of Israel, if these people could do it, you can do it. And these people could stand up for the Most High, for Christ, and for their nation, you can too. We can too. We can too. Okay, now, what we're going to bring out? We're going to bring out some more information. We're going to bring out some documents NASA. We're going to show you some documents that NASA has cooked up. This came out in 2002, and this is some amazing stuff, these documents. While the whole time you're thinking they're going back and forth to space, trying to find new ways for better advancement of civilization, you find out that these people was cooking up some devious things on how to destroy the people. These are the documents from NASA.
Okay. Like the brother said, we got the documents from NASA. I guess what we're gonna have to do is let the people know to send us an email, or what? How are we gonna go about?
Just give them the source, and if anybody need a direct link to anything, you can email us at warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. warriorsinchrist144 gmail.com.
All right. The website to get this PDF or this HTML document is stopthecrime.net/NASA.html. That's STOPTHECRIME. stopthecrime.net/NASA.html, and you can get this document no problem. It's titled Future Strategic Issue / Future Warfare circa 2025. The future is now. This is a NASA document that was basically, I guess you can say, leaked out. What do you want me to read here? What do you want me to go into specifically?
Bring out the very important stuff. Page 35. Page 35 is very interesting. Page 35 has a cross splice animal/machine. What they done had out here since. It first was brought out in 2000 that they have some type of animal that splice animal/machine that has the capability that it eats flesh. It eats flesh. It consumes flesh. And one of the scientists feels that this thing will eat people. And they have this on page 35 in the documents. Read it.
Okay. Let me get that real quick. Page 35.
You might want to pull up the other for they could see. Pull up the other for they could see that they could look it up. They could compare both of them, and they could actually see that it's other places that have the knowledge of this choo-choo, which is a cross-splice animal/machine, what NASA has hiding. They actually have this thing hiding. They're going to release this thing, and we don't know when they're going to release it, but this is some shocking stuff. Do you have a page 35 yet?
Yeah, we're there. We're ready.
Okay.
All right, it says... Examples, confluence of IT/bio/nano. Brain of a sea lamprey inserted connected to the body of a robotic fish. An initial cyborg. Choo-choo, in parentheses, a flesh/plant-eating robot that hunts biodigest natural foods to live off the land. And then like the brother was saying,
pull up the article with Choo Choo. That'll get them a more understanding that this thing is some type of splice animal that's integrated with a machine, and it eats flesh. It actually eats flesh. It eats. It consumes things, but they're not telling the public. They're not bringing it out to the public. But these are things they already have where they're holding back, what they're going to bring out against the public.
Okay. This article is, I'm trying to figure out the source of this article. I don't see that, but I think it's copyrighted, says Reuters. London Reuters. That's Reuters. I'm just reading the article. It says, meat-eating robot has gastronomic potential. July 21st. This is from the year 2000. It says, man really is in danger of being swallowed up by technology after U.S. scientists announced on Wednesday they had designed a robot that runs on meat. Double Choo Choo, the gastrobot, The Gastrobot, a 12-wheel train-like robot, runs on a micro microbial fuel cell, which breaks down food with bacteria and converts it into energy, electrical energy. According to a report in New Scientist magazine, the cell works by producing enzymes that break down carbohydrates, releasing energy. Inventor Stuart Wilkinson of the University of South Florida in Tampa told the magazine, "The ideal fuel in terms of energy gain is meat. Vegetation is not nearly as nutritious." Wilkinson said, "Changing food into electricity isn't unique. What I've done is to make it small enough to fit in a robot. Choo-choo eats sugar cubes, but early application for gas robots may include lawnmowers, which eat grass clippings," New Scientist said. "The choo-choo's diet is refined compared to that of a gas robot being developed at the University of the West of England. It eats slugs." Wilkinson is jokingly aware of the dangers of giving gastrobots a taste of meat. Otherwise, they'll notice there's an awful lot of humans running about and try to eat them. And that's the end of that article. Give you a little validity.
He's joking about this machine might try to eat people. He's joking about this. But they're not telling you nothing about this machine. Do your research on this machine. Go to page 93. It's so much crazy stuff on here. We don't have the time. That's why we're going to give you the information on where to go. They have read this stuff to these people. I can't see it. You in front of us, so just scan through them because we got like 30 minutes. Try to give them as much information as you can.
All right. Hold on. Yeah, I know one that's very important. This is from 2002. This document, I believe, that this came out. I'm gonna go to page 43 because I don't 93. I'm not seeing. Okay, one second. It says microdust weaponry, and a lot of people at this point know about chemtrails. This information from 2002. So it says, a mechanical analog to biomicron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lung. Dust mechanically bores into lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. And then it says, a wholly new class of weapons, which is legal. So henceforth, this is from 2000, 2002. Right now we have chemtrails, so that's letting you know that this was already put into play, many years beforehand.
Yeah, and that's not even a lethal dose is what those people sending out, man, in the chemtrails yet. They could let out a lethal dosage that are just. Go to page 93. You're showing what they have for future plans as for the American people on national TV.
Okay, page 93, it says, CNN, it says, exploit CNN syndrome. It says, sink carriers via swarm attacks. I believe carriers are those big ships that have, planes and stuff that land on them and whatnot. The military deal with them on carriers. It says, sink carriers via swarm attacks. Capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. That's what's documented within this document on page 93. Capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within Consys binary bio critical infrastructure takedown IO/IW EMPRF against brain. Serious side wars, collateral damage, exploitation, etc.
So these people had already planned back at least 11, 12 years ago in this document where in the future, for future tense, they going to exploit CNN.
CNN, exploit CNN syndrome.
Okay, everybody sit there and watch everything that come on CNN, and you believe everything. These people going to capture and torture American citizens on live TV. That's what it says. So if you don't feel something's wrong, and this is coming from NASA, this is NASA document, give them the information again where they get this information from and download this information. This is a PDF what the brother going to give you. When he give you the link, download these pages and read them.
Okay. It says stopthecrime.net/NASA HTML. So you go on stopthecrime.net/NASA.html, and these are just a few examples of what the NASA document that's happening right now. And I've seen a couple of things just now I want to just touch on. Let me scroll back down and read this. It says, fundamental, this is on page 95. It says, fundamental military issues metrics. Affordability, it says, warfare on the cheap. It says, survivability. Can see everything. Anything you can see, you can kill. Effectiveness, lethally, precision, and volumetric weaponry. It says, simultaneous ongoing revolutions in all three of the major warfare metrics. So, and then there's another one that I want to touch on.
What page is it when, because I'm not in front of the document, but it goes right along with moving people into this Obamacare where they're getting these chips. The one where it say cyborg everything, make everything robots. They want to make everything robots. I can't see, my internet is down. I can't see the documents right now, but please download it and go through it yourself. Go through it yourself. It's high level. You have to sit there, and once you read one thing, go to the next page. It's just like the Bible. Precept it. You'll get the understanding through it because it's high level understanding. It's high level reading because it's talking about ITs, which are robots, and it's talking about it's using different classes of robots. But you have to read through it and take the information from one page to the next page. That's how you get the understanding. Similar to like you understand in the Bible with the precepts here a little and there a little. So when you take your time and go through it, you will get an understanding on what they're talking about. And they believe they don't cyborg everything, turn everybody into a robot. They believe they're gonna kill most of the population. So this has to be this is a very much sinister plan will have to be put in place through Satan, and they honestly believe that they're gonna they actually believe they're gonna do this. So give them the information so they could download this stuff and read it.
Okay, the information is, scroll back up to the top. One second. Dang, pretty lengthy. Okay, it's stopthecrime.net/NASA.html. It's like a 105-page document, PDF that has a lot of information, like the brother is saying, that I'm trying to hit bullet points, but it's just so much.
They already have laser technology, and laser weaponry. But yet, NASA is telling you everything they have planned ahead of time for you. They even saying how they figure out that they take everybody out, how they gonna you know, they living conditions on the earth. They not no no read on my mother earth what the people doing on the planet earth. I mean on the, tell them they call earth a spaceship. And they and tell and read the part where they say what the people on the earth doing to the earth. And they need to be exterminated off the earth.
Yeah, that's fine. I just had that too, John. It's crazy you say that.
Got it.
No, I'm looking for it. I mean, it's, I had it for a second ago, but now I don't. Yeah, I can't even find it because I need it right now. I can't find it. I'm looking for it. I know I just seen it, but I can't find it right this second. Yeah, man.
One moment, please. He's trying to find the information. To further go with this madness that NASA has in their document, the same people who tell you, well, we already understood that they wasn't going back and forth for us. They're actually going back and forth to try to help Satan get back up and to the throne. That links up with Isaiah 14, verse 12 on down, probably through 14, 15, where he said he will ascend above the stars. He will sit on the mount of the congregation and be like the Most High. Right now, the only way he could be like the Most High is people worship him and call on the wrong name. People actually worship him and calling on the wrong name. They go back and forth because they have weapons in space. They want in all these movies. They're telling you spaceships or space aliens coming to the earth. Actually, Christ is coming to the earth. When you read in Acts, it lets you know Acts 1, chapter 1, it lets you know Christ left with clouds. In Revelation 1, it lets you know Christ is going to return. You know, in the clouds. So they want you to think that Christ coming to save you is actually a visitor that's coming to destroy you. When actually all the spaceships and so-called space stuff is built here on Earth. That's
okay,
Zechariah. What that is, Zechariah 2? No, Zechariah 4. I think it's Zechariah 4. I have to look in there. Hold on. While you read that, let me find. Hold on.
Cool. Go ahead and find it. Right now.
Okay. Hold on one second before you read that.
Okay, go ahead. Go.
Where you at?
Oh, right here. Spaceship Earth.
Okay, Zechariah 5 was telling you. Zechariah 5 is telling you where they build these ships at. They build these ships in the earth, man. Zechariah 5. These so-called spaceships, they're actually built in the earth. There's no such thing as a UFO, an unidentified flying object. We know what they is. They demonic vessels. They mimic the Most High vessels. We know exactly what they are. So they want you to think Christ coming from the atmosphere is alien. Christ didn't fall from the heavens and was cast from the heavens and dwell on the earth. Angels was cast from the heavens. So angels are aliens. They don't have no business here. They are called what you call celestial, dwelling among the terrestrial. So they the aliens. Them your demons. Them are your ghosts. They take form, shape, and forms, and they those are your demons, aliens. There's no such thing as a ghost. It's an alien or an alien. It's a demon. And if you're going to call them aliens, because they're not from here. Just like an illegal alien from another country, they're from another realm. They're from the heavenly throne. They're from the throne. So they die here in the earth. So those are your aliens. Not no E.T. Lucifer, the fallen Lucifer, Satan and his angels, the ones that are not bound. Those are your aliens. Read.
All right, this is page, going to be page, we're going to go to page 9, no, page 8 on the document. It says, Spaceship Earth. It says, the crew are plundering the ship's supplies. So they're considering, they're calling Earth the spaceship. Spaceship Earth, the crew are plundering the ship's supplies.
Hold on, hold on. So they're saying Earth is the spaceship, and what they and the people in the Earth is the crew. What they say the crew is doing to the Earth?
They said the crew are plundering the ship's supplies.
So we plundering the supplies. We just messing over everything in the Earth.
It says they're tinkering with the temperature and life support controls.
We messing with the life support. So what that mean? We messing up the air.
It says, still looking for the instruction manual.
We still looking for the instruction manual on the Earth. We supposed to look for the instruction manual on the Earth. It leads to the Most High. See, they don't want us to link in with the Most High. Read.
Engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel.
Quite naturally, they're the ones who set everything up and put everybody in the positions they in, in the conditions they in. And they shed more blood than anything, but they're gonna put the blame on us. Keep going.
Increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week.
Read that again.
Increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week.
So now they wanna play God. The Most High told Jacob to be fruitful and multiply. So, the Most High even told Noah kids be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So they don't want the earth to be fruitful. Who give them the right to say that the earth is steady growing and that's a problem? Read.
That's it on that. But go right underneath, it goes to page 9. It says, humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution or involvement.
That show you these people with NASA don't even think they're humans. They don't even think they're mankind. Read that again.
It says, page 9 on this document, humans have taken over and vastly shortened evolution. Bullet point, it says, of the planet. Global warming / pollution / deforestation. Huge public work.
So what they saying with all this, when they come out with all this global warming madness, that's their excuse for coming up with this garbage saying we messing up the earth supply or the air. So that's a proxy of some made up madness. What they're trying to say is, and then they're also saying there's just too many people in the earth, too much population. It's too much population. When you look on the outside of these cities, you see so much farmland. It's ridiculous. When you go anywhere where a prison is, all you see is land. All you see is land. All you see is land anywhere. Where don't they got a all these? Don't they got a million and a thousand and million and one prisons?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where they sitting at? In the middle of nowhere. So they got the land. They got the land. If they wanted to, but they already show you that they don't want the people. Okay, next we finna move in and show you that they sent 15,000 troops, Russian troops, to America for an upcoming disaster. Now ask yourself, how they know an upcoming disaster coming? Give them this information before they go watch their president. Get a Russian president. Like in a hood dap or handshake or whatever. This was a no presidential or political handshake. This was like something that go on in the neighborhood. He was so happy to send 15,000 troops or Russian troops to America. This is crazy.
Okay, this is we're back on wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. And let me read into this article here. It says, an unsettling report prepared by Emergencies Ministry, Emercom, circulating in the Kremlin today on the just completed talk between Russia and the United States and Washington, D.C. says that the Obama regime has requested at least 15,000 Russian troops trained in disaster relief and crowd function, basically riot control, be prepositioned to respond to FEMA Religion 3 during an unspecified upcoming disaster.
Hold on. He signed for 15 million troops. For what?
15,000 for an unspecified upcoming disaster from Russian foreign troops.
Now, if I'm clear, and that number is 15,000, let me correct myself. If I'm clear, unspecified upcoming disaster. Did you say upcoming disaster?
Brother, it says unspecified upcoming disaster.
So my question to everybody who's listening to this, my question is, what does upcoming mean? Upcoming disaster. He requested. He requested your president, the same one that signed the executive order June 15th and didn't tell you, the same executive order is wrapped, had a Obama plan wrapped around it, and this same Obama plan has the RFID chip that you will have to get implanted in you. That's mandatory if you want your assistance, your housing, or any type of government assistance you getting from them. It's mandatory you get it to keep those that assistance coming in. This the same president who done asked for 15,000 Russian troops to come to America. And it's more news, too. Now ask yourself how Obama asked for 15,000 Russian troops to come to America when he done sent now 20,000 American troops to Australia. Do your research and find out how many foreign troops is on this land secretly. Because when they go down, it's going to be nothing but foreign military, the UN here, and your soldiers are all over the United States. And you read it and you heard it say your soldiers got to be chipped too. So you in this war by yourself, citizens, better pick up your Bibles, better link into the truth. That's what you better do, because we in Jacob's trouble. Paul don't know what Jacob's trouble is. This is the time frame when they're going to really show their colors of who they is. The son of position is going to show himself. He's showing himself. We know who the devil worships us. We know who Satan's seed is. We know who's doing Satan's bidding. It's time to eradicate the children of Israel. And whoever in the way, American citizens, you expendable too. So, American citizens, that's not Jacob, you expendable too. So, they're not making it personal. It's just business. It's all about the blessing. That's what it's about. Keep going.
Okay. Reading the end of that sentence says, relief and crowd functions. Well, let me go back. Obama regime has requested at least 15,000 Russian troops trained in disaster relief and crowd functions, riot control, be prepositioned to respond to FEMA Region 3 during an unspecified upcoming disaster. So this is in FEMA Region 3, where these 15,000 Russian troops are, I guess, replaced. According to this report, this unprecedented request was made directly to Minister Vladimir Klitschko by U.S. Department of Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano, who said these Russian troops would work directly and jointly with their Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, part of whose mission is to secure the community of the U.S. government in the event of natural disasters or war. Important to note, this report says is that FEMA Region 3, the area Russian troops are being requested for, including Washington, D.C., and the surrounding state of Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia, strongly suggesting that the Obama regime has lost confidence in its own military being able to secure its survival should it be called upon to do so.
The same president said he lost confidence. They saying his regime lost confidence in the American troops, the same American troops that could go all around the world and take down any country they want. That's crazy. And another thing, for the people who watch movies, don't pay attention to movies, think about it. Watch the movie Red Dawn. How did those Russian troops just get into America without the Americans knowing they was in the land, American soil, what the American people had to fight against these troops? This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous because none of us paying attention. For those who know the scripts, we understand all this stuff is happening. But I'm saying, wake up, America. We got to wake up and we got to come to this truth. What else we got out there?
Want me to keep reading that article there, or what?
Keep reading that article. I want to bring out something with the people with these smartphones. Let you know they're listening to your every move. The camera on the phone is so sophisticated, they see everything in the room. We'll do that and we're going to go into the next article about being spied on.
All right. Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia strongly suggested that the Obama regime has lost confidence in its own military being able to secure its survival should it be called upon to do so. In his public statement yesterday regarding these matters, Minister Klitschko stated, "We have decided that the U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency and Russia's emergency ministries will work together to develop systems to protect
people and territory from cosmic impacts, and further noted that his meeting with DHS director Napolitano has covered other kinds of natural emergencies, such as recently extreme weather in both Russia and the United States. And this AMERCOM report, however, Minister Puchkov notes that the Russian troops being requested by the Obama regime would more than likely be paired with U.S. DHS troops, who last year purchased nearly 2 billion rounds of ammunition and just this past month placed an emergency order for riot gear. As to what upcoming disaster the U.S. is preparing for, this report continues, appears to be strongly related to last week's assassination of American reporter Michael Hastings, who was killed while attempting to reach the safety of the Israeli consulate in Los Angeles. And as we had reported in our 20 June report, top U.S. journalists attempting to reach Israeli consulate assassinated. Wow. This is pretty lengthy, so we can go another place. But let me get a place where they can go.
Yeah, go to the link. Give them the information where to go to that, where they can check it out themselves. We're going to go on to the next.
Right. Basically, it's wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. And you can see where 15,000 Russian troops were actually requested from Obama to set foot on soil in America, which I believe, I'm not mistaken, they're already here, or they were ordered to come.
Give them information on what where Region 3 is so they could know what this upcoming disaster is supposed to be at.
Okay, Region 3 is in the area of... Washington, D.C., and the surrounding states of Maryland, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and West Virginia. And that's, FEMA Zone 3 is. As a matter of fact, is that, yeah.
So, brothers and sisters, do your P's and Q's, pay attention to what's going on. Look up this article. Pay attention to what's going on, and to be honest with you, if you see something ain't right, like the scripture say, if you own the roof, come down, don't go in the house, just go. If you're in the field, don't go back to your house and pick up nothing, just go. If you just happen to be in those surrounding areas and you just see something ain't right, just go.
All right. So where are you going to go ahead next, brother?
Go to the water radio. To the spine on the people right fast. Keep it moving.
All right. 1 second. All right. Now we're going to go to another very informative site, which is govtslaves.info. That's G-O-V-T, which is the abbreviation for government, ironically. G-O-V-T, slaves with an S, .info. Very informative site. Basically going to get into the article here under the Big Brother and Police State, which is the section contained within this this informative site here. It's one of the links contained, Big Brother and Police State. It says, scary ways the FBI is spying on you, even when the power's off. That's the name of this article. Let me just read this here. It says, given that the NSA is tapping into your phone calls and spying on your internet activities, you might have switched to a search engine, which is more private conscious. You might have started using encrypted communications after all. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden and the leading electronic privacy group, the Electric Frontier Foundation, says the encryption helps to protect privacy. On the other hand, Tech Dirt points out that the NSA might consider you suspicious if you encrypt information and so hold on to your data until they can decrypt it. The above are all issues about which you are at least somewhat aware. But there is a giant type of snooping which you probably don't even know about. Specifically, ABC News reported in 2006. Okay, so this was 7 years ago. Cell phone users, beware. The FBI can listen to everything you say, even when the cell phone is turned off. A recent court ruling in the case against the Genovese crime family revealed that the FBI has the ability from a remote location to activate a cell phone and turn its microphone into a listening device that transmits the FBI listening post, a method known as a roving bug. Experts say the only way to defeat it is to remove the cell phone battery. Do that again. Experts say the only way to defeat it is to remove the cell phone battery. The FBI can access cell phones and modify them remotely without ever having to physically handle them. James Atkinson, a counterfeit intelligence security consultant, told ABC News, any recently manufactured cell phone has a built-in tracking device, which can allow eavesdroppers to pinpoint someone's location to just within a few feet, he added. Hold on real quick. Let me see. Before, we're gonna end up going into overtime, I believe. You can go into overtime, brother?
Yeah.
Just a little bit on this. We're going to end up going into overtime. So we just want to let the people know who may get cut off, who don't, get to, follow through and have the respect. The website we're on is govtslaves.info. You can also email us at warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. That's warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com. We are Warriors in Christ. You're in the Lion's Den. This is Brother Jonathan alongside with Brother Dwayne. We're going to be pushing it into overtime. And bless you all. And I'm going to just continue to read this article for those who, archive and check this out later.
Before he go in, like you say, warriorsinchrist144.com. 144@gmail.com. If you need any of the links, send it and we will personally send you a link to any of the information you didn't gather or didn't garnish. Hit us up, warriorsinchrist144@gmail.com, and we will send you the link back ASAP.
Okay, we're still on. It's over time. I'm going to make sure it doesn't get cut off. Okay, let me see. It says here, FBI can access cell phones and modify them remotely without ever having to physically handle them. James Atkinson, a counterfeit intelligence security consultant, told ABC News any recently manufactured cell phone has a built-in tracking device which can allow eavesdropping to pinpoint someone's location to within just a few feet, he added. According to the recent court ruling by U.S. District Court Judge Lewis Kaplan, the device functioned whether a phone was powered on or off, intercepting the conversation within its range, wherever it happened to be. So, and then I'm going to go a little bit down on that article because it's pretty lengthy, as they all are. I'm going to just hit key points on this. Give you the information again. It's on govtslaves.info. That's the abbreviation of government. govtslaves with an S .info. And it's tons and tons and tons upon tons of information that you will probably never come across outside of this particular site here. Very informative. Let me see. I'm going to scroll down a little bit. It says, our cell phones have almost ultimately, our cell phones have almost unlimited access to our daily lives, not just because we use them to talk, text, or search the web, but because it's really easy to turn on the GPS microphone or camera secretly from another location. If you ever lost an iPhone, you may have used Apple's Find My iPhone feature to remotely activate your phone's GPS signal. If Apple really is working with the NSA as part of PRISM, the technical requirements to locate a person through their phone would be no more difficult than that for a spy agency. It's no more difficult to activate your phone's microphone the same way, letting them listen in on your conversation, even when you aren't making a phone call. So, and then, let's see. Yeah, so that's pretty much summing that one up on that particular article.
What the article is explaining is all the up-to-date technology, that's why they want you to get brand-new phones. They're taking your older phones and giving you newer phones. The new phones we have, like the last 5 years, man, these phones are nothing but handheld computers. That's all they is. They're handheld computers. So you carrying a handheld computer that's monitoring your every move. Everywhere you go, you got a camera in the front of the phone, in the back of the phone, and you got to understand how high-tech your camera is. That camera could see your whole room. In whatever place you have it, it could see whatever in its.
Hello, brother, you there? All right, there you go, brother. You good?
Okay, you can see what's ever in your vicinity. So you got to understand the best way to communicate among each other is you have to get away from the technology. You have to get away from the tech. It's coming to the point where you basically have to go rule off the grid. That means you best better be out of the house when you're talking, because everything in your house is basically digital. Your flat screen TV, and it might sound crazy, but that's the reason why they want everything digital. They want everything digital because they could, those frequencies they could use. So you got to understand, if you want to talk to somebody and don't want nobody to know what you're talking about, you need to be talking in a remote area with no cell phone around you. Probably not even in the up-to-date car with OnStar, none of that other stuff in it. You probably want to, like I say, go to a park and sit down and talk with no electronics on you. That's just how it got to be. So, what else out there? Like you say, govslade.com is a very, very informative site. govslade. Check out that website. Pull out some information off this website for him, brother.
You want to get some more, you said?
Yeah, find him some good stuff off, because it's a lot. All this stuff is great that's on here.
All right.
One more time, govslade. GovSlave. Check out GovSlave. Check out another website, if we haven't brung it out, which is an excellent website, is experimentalvaccines.org. It's a great website. experimentalvaccines.org. We also, like you say, Wake Up Call.
Yeah.
Blogspot. www.thefirstvoice.com, beforeisnews.com. We also, what else site?
Naturalnews.com, naturalsociety.com. What else we got out there?
And if you can, to be honest with you, if you can, all these websites are great, but to get the great in-depth information and the prophecies and the great understanding with it on the Messiah coming to fulfill the prophecies and getting the full understanding of this information, you might want to enroll in the GOC Hebrew Academy and check out the news. So, you know, but basically a lot of this information, they already be dealing with, because these are excellent resources that the brothers deal with. And for great elaboration and great understanding, you can check, you could enroll in DOC Hebrew Academy and check out their news segment.
Right. Most definitely. Basically, I'm looking through, brother, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Just scrolling through different articles. Just going to touch on a couple. It says SWAT teams on the rise as police state swarms out of control. This is posted July 29th, which happened to be today. Let's go into this for a second and see what this is talking about. This should be a new read for me and you all out there listening. Okay, it says, Gary Feuerberg, the line between military combat forces and civilian policing has been eroding in the last 30 years. SWAT teams are ambiguous in urban centers and even prevalent small towns, suburbs, and exurbs. Our cops get military training and use equipment designed for war. Many in law enforcement are fine with this trend. Others are disturbed by the change in the character of civilian police. Speaking on Capitol Hill July 24th, adding the event sponsored by the Libertarian Think Tank, Cato Institute, Radley Balko made the case that this trend has led to numerous tragic outcomes of innocent people killed in SWAT raids. According to him, police typically show little remorse. They are unwilling to change procedures to avoid the same mistake further. The SWAT team raids challenged them. Guarantee of the Fourth Amendment that one's home is a sanctuary and an individual can protect himself from intruders. Balko wrote The Rise of the Warrior Cop, the militarization of American police forces, published July 9th. He argued that police beginning in the Nixon era war on drugs have blurred the difference between soldiers and police officers. Boko wrote, the overkill, the rise of power of military police raids in America, published by Cato in 06. His evidence comes mostly from culling local newspapers' accounts of bot SWAT team raids. So basically, this article is going into the fact that our SWAT team has basically been practicing as if they were military for the past 30 years now. And basically with the different laws being passed and things wrote into legislation, all of this, these planning that they've been doing for the past 30 years is coming to fruition, or the plan is actually being brought forth. And this journalist is just writing that the SWAT team's aggressiveness has really, you know, needed to be looked into. But as we're coming into our present day and we're seeing that it's coming into one government, it's coming into one militia or one military, we understand and we see why. So you'd have to read more into this article because it's pretty lengthy, but
Once again, govtslaves.info. And the headline of this is SWAT teams on the rise as police state swarms out of control. So.
Okay, go to Genesis 6, verse 5.
All right.
Like he spoke on the violence of these, like he said, it's becoming a one world militia. It's not about apprehending the individual. He said, and see his day in court. A lot of individuals, like the article say, get brutalized and victimized through these so-called tactics, what they taking with so much of aggressiveness with these forces. Read Genesis 6, verse 5. Because we in the days of Noah, as in the days of Noah.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Okay, hold on a second. All these different things we brung out tonight are so many different things of the imagination or the thoughts of the evil heart. They cross-placing animals as in the days of Noah. You know, they ramping up so many different, they got so many different plans they ramped up. Put it like this, they got an agenda that they've been building on for hundreds of years. Was getting ready to seriously come into play. If you don't see what's going on behind the Obamacare, you don't see the RFID chip, if you don't understand the viciousness behind the amount of information and behind all these different things that's being rolled out through the government, will make you sit back and looking like, hold on, because knowing your president sending 15,000 Russian troops, didn't they say Russia's supposed to be America's enemy? Now you see all this time on TV, you feeling the news telling you Russia is America's enemy because they're supposed to be a communist country, and America is a free country, or you know, a country that I don't even understand none of it. It's politics. But what I'm saying is, they were saying that this country operated totally different from the American country. They didn't have the same views, and America and those two countries at a standstill against each other. But you can't be in the standstill if you're going to send 15,000 troops to America. I never heard of 15,000 troops going to Russia, American troops going to Russia. I never heard of that. I never heard of American troops going to Russia. Think about it, since I've been living, I never heard of that. So we have to look into these things. Read verse 11.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
And we understand that the earth was filled with violence through the cross-blazing of the animals with the seed of these angels, Revelation 6. We understand, matter of fact, read Revelation 6 and 1, because a lot of people think that dinosaurs came on the earth from wherever. Dinosaurs came on the earth because the angels came down here and sinned against the animals. They cross-blessed animals. They did vicious, malicious things sexually with animals. Read.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, brother?
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened.
Revelation. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Genesis. So you know where the angels came down. Genesis. You know what I'm speaking about. When the angels came down and slept with the women, cross-slave these animals, and the schools teach you that dinosaurs have been running around here 100 million years ago, and all this madness. The Earth's not even, the Earth's about 12,000 years old. It's no millions of years old. Evolution is a lie. Evolution is Satan's religion to get you to go against the Most High. Read.
Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose.
Hold on. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on earth, when the seed of man, when the terrestrial, men are terrestrial, the seed of man began to multiply on the earth, that daughters were born unto them. Females were born unto men. They grew up to be young ladies. And the sons of God, the angels of the Most High, the sons of God, the angels, it said that the sons of God saw that the daughters of men, the sons of God and the daughters of men, and showing you is two different types of sons of the Most High. Because it's right here, it said the sons of God saw the daughters of men. So it's giving you a different classification. Daughters of men are men in the flesh, and the sons of God are the celestial men of the Most High. Two different classes of men. Sons of God are angels. And it says the daughter of men. Men are the seed that's in the earth. Two classes. I don't see how people get that confused. I don't see how. Read verse 3.
Verse what, brother?
Verse 3.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Start right there. Remember, back then, when you first read the Bible, all of y'all who read the Bible and can't get no understanding, well, how somebody get to live 500 and 600, 700? Because at that time, that's the time period where the Most High say, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. That's a timeline that the Most High was setting right then. So from beyond that point, you weren't seeing people living 300, 400, 500, 600 years anymore. And also that's a timeline from a time where the Most High told Noah to build an ark. It took Noah 120 years to build an ark. So the 120 years was a decree that was given that man would not see living way past that time. Some people still live like 135, like some of the sons of Jacob, they lived past 100. But that's the timeline that was given, showing you that people didn't live 500, 600, 700 years after that. So that's giving you the understanding right there. That's when the Most High cut the time fantasy and cleansed. That's when he set a time for when he would flood the earth. Read 4.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days.
Giants were in the earth. Hold on. Giants was in the earth in those days because when the angels came down and dealt with women, the angels came down and dealt with women and made what you would call Nephilim. Nephilim are a close splice, a child. A child that's a seed come from the heavenly realm that dealing with the earthly. So, which y'all not, a lot of people don't believe it, but it's right here, Genesis 6. And there were giants in the earth in those days. Keep going.
And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them.
See that? When the sons of God came into the daughters of men and bare children to them. Keep going.
the fame became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown.
They became mighty men because they had different, they were stronger, they were bigger, and they had way more might than the average man. And their fathers was angels. So they had all these, when you watch this, these movies, Clash of the Titans and Immortals and all that stuff, those were the children of the angels, Nephilim, Zeus and all this other madness, Medusa. When you watch X-Men and Mutants, that's what they actually worship. That's what the Catholic Church actually worship. And that's why they put all this stuff on TV and movies and glorify it, because this is what they hide from you. It links up to the Book of Enoch. It links up to the Book of Enoch. You have to get the correct Enoch. Don't get the Ethiopian Enoch, and it's another. Make sure you get the correct Enoch. And it links right in and give you a full understanding of what these angels came down here and did. Read verse 5.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Keep going.
And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. But no.
Now, hold on. This is, you have to look into this, because the Most High said, verse 7, Genesis 6, verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created. Now, we know that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, with verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. But verse 7 say, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth. We know man was being great in his wickedness. But right here it said, both man and beast, and creeping thing, and fowl of the air, for it repented me that I had made them. Now, what did the animals do to the Most High to piss the Most High off? So we had to ask our counselors, well, why God wanted to destroy the angels? What he did? Why he wanted to destroy, my bad, why God wanted to destroy the animals? What did they do? What happened was the angels cross-spliced animals and made these beasts, these tyrannosaurus rexes and all these things that were devouring the Father's creation, mankind. Now, you got angels flying around here, rude angels who got kicked out of heaven, flying around here having children from women, and they having big, gigantic Nephilim on the earth consuming all the food. Then you got these dinosaurs, so-called dinosaurs, running around and destroying everything. Keep going, if we could get an understanding, because this is what really happened. Animals was cross-spliced. That's why the Most High was mad at them. And right now, today, they still doing it. When you look up, you be seeing every time they show you, oh, they put a tiger and a lion together, and they call it a liger. That's cross-splicing, man. That's not natural. When you look up liger, and you'll see that they cross-splice a tiger and a lion. They even got this madness where they got this movie called Splice or something, where they made this little thing with all these different genes. And also, you could look up where they done put an ear on the back of a mouse. So they crossing human genes with a mouse. That's we in the days of Noah. When you see this stuff, you see this stuff and you don't think nothing of it. These people are actually doing the same thing they was doing back then. The technology is great. Just like then. The technology was greater back then. You had angels flying around. They had the city of angels. Atlantis. So we got to understand we are in the days of Noah. The same thing they was doing then, they're doing now. We have to look past all this. There's technology and there's greed. We got to understand that all this stuff is wickedness on a high level. The Most High said every imagination of his thoughts, of his heart, was only evil continually. We got to question ourselves, is this stuff what they're doing righteous in the Most High eyes? Is putting an ear on the back of a mouse righteous? Is that righteous? Read verse 11 down through 13.
Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. I mean, sorry, it's verse 11. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth.
Read verse 12 again.
Genesis 6:12, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth.
See that? It say all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. So that's letting you know the flesh that the Most High put in the earth through creation, another type of flesh corrupted its way onto the earth. This is a whole new creation outside of the Most High creation. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. So, read verse 13 to see the outcome of how the Most High was thinking about this.
God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
The earth is filled with violence through them, through all this madness that corrupts itself on the earth. The angels came down, had sex with women, brought in Nephilim. The Nephilim devouring the Most High people. Then you got the angels running around and cross-placing animals, making all these different hybrid beasts, mutants, and all this other stuff. And they're consuming the Most High creation. And to further get an understanding, read the book of Enoch. And you can see that the Most High put a spirit on them, the Nephilim, to fight and destroy and kill each other. Nephilim, you don't believe me? Look it up. You'll be seeing all these big old, tall, these graves of these big, tall giants. That's the Nephilim. That's what the scripture's talking about. It was giants in the earth these days. Get on YouTube and look up Nephilim. Look up tombs of graves of giant skeletons found. You'll see that's the Nephilim. It links all the way back to the Bible. Everything links to the Bible. Everything links to the Bible. Okay, the Most High said, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. The earth was filled through the violence of these hybrid beasts and these hybrid beings that the angels brought forth, all this corruption. Like I said, get the book of Enoch, get the right Enoch, and you'll read and you'll understand why they make these movies over and over and over, worshiping these beasts and these beings, because it was real, but they want you to think it's mythology, but it's real. They worship them. That's why they always have a ceremony, some type of ceremonial thing bringing it to your attention, because they worship that stuff, but they don't want you to believe it's real. but it's real. So, emergency merger, as in the days of Noah, you can go ahead and play those tracks. We could call this one the night.
Sure, play the track.
Yeah, you got two left, don't you?
Oh yeah, we got John Boy.
You got Babylon.
Oh yeah, Babylon the Great Fall. I think we'll play that one on the high pitch. So I go John Boy and then Babylon the Great Fall. So yeah, man. I guess I'm gonna give out the information once again. The website, govtslaves.info. What's the other one here? govtslaves.info. Got another one called Stop the Crime. Hold on a second. My bad, folks out there. StopTheCrime.net. Yeah, StopTheCrime.net/Nassau.html. And the other one that we went into tonight was wakeupcallnews.blogspot.com. So very informative information you can, you know, get for yourself and also pass around, wake up and alarm the people. Let them know that, you know, the end is near. We're pretty much here. And as usual, you tuned in to the Lion's Den with Warriors in Christ. I'm Brother Jonathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. Blessing you all on this day with this truth and this information. So, that's about it, champ. Anything else you got to say? I'm about to play these tracks.
Play the track, and then I'm going to come back and say a little something, and we'll end it with a track.
Okay. No problem.
Israel is her destruction, so she can't love us. And she is sellers a dream after she bankrupt us. Might shoot us down, might even cut us. But at the devil, she can't touch us. So I'm praying to the man who can. Preaching in the wind so these words can expand. Armageddon gonna be the final stand. Can't put it in words, but the finale gonna be grand. Life is a trip, so our vacation we're a sand. I hear them trumpets blowing, I'm just trying to make the band. We build a new home like the Amish. And I don't need more than what the Father promised. Cut us from our past, so we can't acknowledge it. That was more atomic than any bomb can get. But the Father dropping one that will forever last. The biggest boom is the blast to remember the past. Can't wait to leave and stay forever gone.
the ultimate goal is making the kingdom. That seeing Christ come in the flesh or seeing him when he rise and you come from the bosom, it don't make me no difference how I see him. I'm just trying to see Christ. So with that said, I'm passing the show over to you, brother.
All right, well, today was, tonight was a great show, as in the days of Noah. Went into a lot of information, and definitely a blessing to be able to do our part to awaken the people and just let them know what's coming and how to, you know, be prepared for the times that we're in, which is the end time. So, that being said, you know, I'm one half of Warriors in Christ, Brother Yonathan, alongside with the Brother Dwayne here. And we're just going to continue to do what's necessary as long as the Most High provides breath in our lungs to wake up the brothers and sisters out there who, you know, seek the truth and, you know, stand for truth 110%. So, with that being said, man, it's been a beautiful
show. Hold on. Shout out to John Boy. Shout out to Dollar Dollar Lawyer. Thank y'all, brother, for, you know what I'm saying, coming to the shows. You know what I'm saying? Thank you again, John Boy. Thank you again, Dollar Dollar Lawyer. And thank you for any and everybody who listened to us. Thank you for the followers. Thank you for anybody who believes in truth. Thank you.
With that being said, man, bless you all. And we'll see you at Godspeed. Shalom.
Travel line, call the flight, please the lady. GMO when you feed the baby. Dust your Bible up off the dresser. Pick it up, did you read it lately? Change your ways like a 180. Baby falling and you can't save it. Same clown, thinking 81. Don't fall off like T. McGrady. Destruction and devastation. Put some thieves who rule the nation. Promoting homo tendencies. Don't date your own gender, please.
First daughter of Babylon. Burn Isaiah did see. Prophesied out of his mouth around 600 BC. The hammer of the whole earth is a desolation among the nations. USB were both sent, and the housing market is full of vacants. GMO is in all the food, and all your favorites is full of bacon. Just don't know the American dream. It's info, a rude awakening. The scarlet color beat with the woman riding front seat. USA under Satan's authority.
Babylon the Great. Babylon the Great,
Babylon the Great,
Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great.
Come down, sit in the dust. Thus says the Lord, so you know it's just. In sorcery, she did trust. Now Babylon getting a head bust. No longer say she stand alone. Gotta put the clamp on Satan's throne. Smell the smoke, plus I hear the screams. Pick up your book and stop chasing dreams. King of Babby, Queen of England. This is cousin, do what you're thinking. Pity of the child, he's really finna let a nigga off the streets just sneak in. Know the answer, but will you listen? It ain't gold just cause it glisten. Trust in the Lord, sharpen your sword and then beat the odds. Like Sunday, listen, Christ walked the earth, but he wasn't Christian. Drew and Pete while they was fishing. At the end of days, they acting strange and playing games like an exhibition. From here to Rome, we
but I was wrong. Gotta wake up Jake, about to take it home from the tribe of Judah. Out the mud of David, they can hate me now, but gon' find me later. And did I fail to mention that these politicians got laws being passed here in daily premonitions, trying to blot out our existence? The government assistance, school of the most high. I ain't graduated from prison, Hosea 4 and 6. Rules won't exist, blinded by their lies, pride, and jealousy.
Hosea 4 and 6. Rules won't exist, blinded by their lies, pride, and jealousy.
Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great, Babylon the Great has fallen, fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen, Babylon the Great has fallen, fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen, fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen, fallen. Babylon the Great has fallen.
Every day I'm exercising mentally and spiritually, getting ready for the recompense of all the Most High's enemies. You want to know who's involved? Just check out Psalms chapter 83. Babylon and all roundabout gonna burn to the third degree. I'm causing teeth, got in the eyes, precepts line upon lines. Hear a little when there a little. Take my time reading in between the lines. I'm fasting, mashing, keeping all the holy feasts, making sure these evil spirits won't never get a hold of me. Just out there, what kind of life is that? Rehearsing all these righteous acts, putting down the gods of the nations and speaking the ancient dialect. Well, I've been there and I've done that. Fell seven times and I came back. Now it's all white linen on my meat tree when I traded in my wave cap. The government is falling. Babylon is lying. New earthquakes happen everywhere and the Euphrates is drying. 4 years later, when the king of Babylon still running his mouth talking about change. It's less jobs and it's more jails and he getting away with y'all pocket change.
Babylon the Great.
Wake up.
Babylon the Great. 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 Babylon the Great.